95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Show. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. We've been waiting for it all morning long, Steve, because Josh from SR Prod is right over there bringing us the goods. You've got a lot of goods today, bro.
I do.
Yeah, thank you.
For bringing beer.
That actually is probably even more important, because I see a weird collection of, like, beers and non-beers.
Yeah, it's a little odd today, but in the best way possible.
Okay, well, Steve and I do not mind odd. Just ask Steve.
Not at all.
There you go.
Just look at me.
I knew he'd back
that
up.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So what are we getting into today, buddy?
All right. So we're going to start off with our friends over there at Rogue.
Okay.
All the way in Oregon.
All right.
The beer that's been around, I think, since like 2018. The can is super badass.
Wow.
I have a t-shirt that I like.
Their cans are always awesome.
This one's particularly cool because it's kind of like that neon flare behind it a little bit. This beer is Combat Wombat.
Oh, this beer is so good.
That can looks like their Bat Squatch one.
Right. So they've kind of, Rogue is
like a spinoff.
Compiled their graphics a little bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Where they're very brand aware now and kind of run across the same theme. But the Combat Wombat. So this beer is a hazy IPA. But it's not just a hazy IPA.
Right.
It's a sour hazy IPA.
Check it out, I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm actually going to read what the can description says, because typically you get what just like hazy IPA, right?
Taste that haze.
So on the can itself, it actually says, sour, northeast-style, hazy Indiana pale ale brewed with Australian hops, blood orange, and grapefruit.
Wow. Oh, that is a taste bud party.
Wow.
Right there.
You know, broke out. Now,
those are flavors, as far as a sour and a hazy IPA, that you wouldn't typically put together.
You don't really get a lot of the hops from the IPA at all. That sour overrides it a lot.
The sour is right up front.
Mm-hmm.
But on the exhale, you're getting the IPA. You get a little of bitterness.
Right.
So it's still clearly an IPA with some sourness in the front.
Oh,
but you're also getting those fruit flavors.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the hop flavors. Like I said, 6.7% alcohol. So not too bad. 16-ounce cans.
Mm. Oh, that's helpful.
So it comes in a 4-pack 16-ounce can.
All right.
Man, that's good.
This is super, super limited.
Really?
We only got about 10 to 15 cases.
Ooh.
So very short window, very short run, but I wanted to bring it on today because it's such a cool beer.
Oh.
I felt like we had to talk about it.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing. I mean, this seems like a good time to run to srprod.com/beerfinder and find out where you can get these.
Exactly.
Probably. But again, you can get them fast.
I mean, long. If you want, dude, you can just give us one of those cases and be fine with me.
We could distribute
it. Would that be okay?
Yeah, you
should just
give one to us.
Steve's house. It's
no big deal, bro.
We could put some in the break room. Think about it.
Yeah.
But that's a great, what a great little treat, a beer treat.
Well, so it's funny you mentioned little treat, right?
Yeah.
Because if you look at the can and the name, right, it's just Combat Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
So literally on the can is a wombat.
Right.
A cartoon wombat dressed up in like, army gear?
Yeah, he's in the combat. Yeah.
Combat gear? Yeah, there you go, combat gear, right?
Right.
But fight mode.
So the artist for the can was actually just given the beer name in the description, and they were like, draw something.
Really?
Really?
Oh, I like that.
So he went with that, and it's because it's a small beer with big flavor.
Oh, right? It's exceptionally big flavor.
Cool. Great description.
And it is changed. I feel like the sour, the tart there, it sort of dissipates after a couple
seconds.
There
you go.
Yeah?
So mm-hmm. I was going to say, you say that the sour up front kind of overwhelms it a little bit.
Yeah.
As you get through that can, that sour is not going to be as pungent because your palate's getting used to it. Then you're going to get into that IPA. And
yeah, science right there,
stuff
man.
Like that. So, very cool beer.
Freaking beer science. It's beer awesome, science. Man.
You got some get with Weird Al.
Think about that. You could put that down as like a t-shirt or something. Maybe a hat, line of hats. So
SR beer science.
Freaking beer science is awesome.
Did you just flip me off? You did.
No,
son of a.
I was pointing at the camera.
Unbelievable.
Pointing at the camera.
Yeah, he would never
first
do that.
One can in, and you're already. Never mind.
Well, let's go to can two and see what finger comes out.
So we're going to move over to our friends over there at Topo Chico.
I don't know if that's appropriate.
I would say Topo.
Yeah?
I would say Topo. We'll go long O. Go toe.
You know what? I opened this one, but I don't want to start with this one.
Oh.
Well, son of a.
I'll start.
Just
flag on the play, dude.
Because it's such an interesting flavor, I feel like we need to finish on it.
Okay, well.
So let's go with ripe watermelon.
All right, let's do it.
So these are Topo Chico. We've done their hard seltzers. We've done their ranch waters.
Okay.
So this is their agua frescas.
Okay.
You know what those are?
Water and fruit.
Essentially.
Aqua.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, fresca.
So these are alcoholic beverages based on agua fresca, which is fruit, water.
Yeah.
Oh.
A little mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So this one is called ripe watermelon.
Right.
I'm glad it's ripe.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very excited to try this. I love watermelon drinks.
We talked about variety of watermelon flavors. Some are just like straight up like bubblegum flavor. Some taste like the rind.
We've got some rind ones for sure.
And this
you
one, I'm going to get.
The
I can
watermelon.
Smell it.
As soon
as I open
yes.
it.
That's the guts. That's getting all up in the guts.
So
of
these
watermelon
are only 4%
right
alcohol?
Right.
So, I mean, these are something. These are, this is a 12-pack variety, four flavors, three beer math, right?
Okay, all right.
But 4%. Oh, whoa.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's great. I feel like I want to put watermelon seeds in this just to add to the authenticity of the watermelon flavor.
It's much more sweet than I was anticipating. I was expecting more of that hint of flavor.
Yeah.
These are full flavored, for sure. However, they're only 100 calories, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, the sugar content on it is 4 grams.
Nothing.
That's it?
It's worth it.
Man.
I mean, that is not much sugar.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But the amount of flavor you're getting.
My body just sent me a thank you text for saving it from
really?
The sugar and the fat, yeah. Yeah.
Son of a gun.
You're welcome, buddy.
I didn't hear that.
This is great, though, and it does have, I mean, full flavor. I like the full flavor.
Same.
I prefer
ditto.
It. But you're right. If you ripe means you're getting all of that watermelon flavor and not so much maybe a tart rind thing. This is just sweet, sweet watermelon goodness.
You get a little bit of lime on the back end there, too?
Oh, hold on.
It's
yep.
there.
On the back.
It's whispering.
It's afterwards.
I don't like that. That's like ASMR stuff. And
that's really not
super not into that.
By the way, if you were here for the AS, I don't even want to get into that. But Steve will have a series out soon where he talks to beverages in hushed tones.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's coming up.
It's called The Drink Whisperer.
Yeah. All right. One more topo.
What's
on this
flavor?
Side?
Yeah, and then we'll take a break. So we'll do passion fruit mango.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, we know what the passion fruit is.
Never had a passion fruit.
It's the fruit of love, bro.
I think we talked about that a few times. I don't believe I've ever actually had a passion
fruit. This was the fruit that was hanging over Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
That was an apple.
I'm pretty sure
it was an apple, bro. That's why.
And the story was an apple, but obviously. They say it was a pomegranate.
Yeah.
It
pomegranates.
I think you guys are all wrong.
They all have seeds and they taste good.
All fruits have seeds.
Well, they taste really.
They do?
I don't think that's
true. Yeah, that's what makes it a fruit.
I don't believe him.
Vegetables have seeds.
Don't even.
No, they don't.
Okay. Oh, boy. What about a cuke?
That's a fruit?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this, but this smells great.
It does.
As it turns out, it's a full flavor again.
It's nice.
Oh, wow.
I love it. These are 4 grams of sugar?
Right. And 100 calories?
It's like, it's honestly.
So you could crush that 12 pack and not feel guilty about it.
This feels like an ice cream treat. You know?
All right.
Like, I want to freeze this thing and
ooh,
lick it.
Slushies?
Well, I'm just thinking about it, yeah.
Maybe when we take a break, I'll throw a few in the freezer for later.
Oh, thank you.
It's a good idea.
That's like a great idea. These are easy to find, though, these Topo Chicos, right?
Yeah. So these are a summer variety pack.
Okay.
So they're still around for a little bit longer.
Okay.
So not super duper rare or anything like that. But definitely, if you see it on the shelf, grab it, give it a shot. Or you can check out the website to find it.
Oh, he means srprod.com/beerfinder. That's where you can find those. Stick around. More coming up. Morning Hog Brew Review with SR Prod 95.7 The Hog.